हरे कृष्णा। दोज हु डोंट थिंक फिलोसॉफिकली लिव विथ एन अनथॉट फिलोसॉफी। मैनी पीपल नाउअडेज़ से आई एम नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन दिस फिलोसॉफी स्टफ, आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू लिव प्रैक्टिकली। सच पीपल डोंट रियलाइज दैट फिलोसॉफी इज द फाउंडेशन ऑफ वॉट एवर वी डू प्रैक्टिकली। एंड इवन पीपल हु से दे आर नॉट फिलोसॉफिकल, दे ऑल्सो हैव सम फिलोसॉफी। So, all of philosophy basically doesn't necessarily have to refer to an elaborate, complicated, abstract thought system which most people can't understand. That can be one meaning of the word philosophy, but philosophy basically means some set of ideas by which we make sense of life, some set of ideas which determines what our purpose of life is. So, all of us have some philosophy. And if we have not thought about our philosophy, if we say I don't think philosophically, then that means we have an unthought philosophy, a philosophy that we have not arrived at by the process of systematic thinking. It is an unexamined philosophy. And what is this unexamined philosophy? For most people, it is materialism. We live in a society that is largely materialistic. The culture is aggressively materialistic, and by default, we adopt the philosophy of materialism. Materialism means that matter is all that matters, that material pleasures are the goal of life, material acquisitions are the definers of success in life. Now, with this philosophy, the result is that we sentence ourselves to anxiety. In the Bhagavad Gita 16.11, Krishna says, Chintama parimeyam cha प्रलयांतामुपाश्रितः कामोपभोग परमा एतावदिति निश्चितः इति निश्चितः। दिस इज सर्टन। व्हाट इज सर्टन? कृष्णा सेज चिंताम अपरिमेयाम च, इमेजरेबल एंग्जायटी, प्रलयांतामुपाश्रितः टिल द मोमेंट ऑफ डेथ। सो बोथ इन क्वांटिटी एंड इन ड्यूरेशन द एंग्जायटी बिकम्स अनएंडिंग when we adopt a materialistic worldview. Why is that? Because kamopabhoga parama, we think that worldly enjoyment is the goal of my life. It is the supreme purpose of my life. Parama. Etavaditi nishchitaha. We may not have examined this conviction, but we are convinced about this. And with this conviction, what happens is that we just keep chasing after material things, and because material things are outside of us, so we don't have direct control over them, and because of that, not having control over the things which are external to us, we feel enormous anxiety. So anxiety is not a consequence of the materialistic living. Anxiety is concomitant to the materialistic worldview itself. So now when we want to get over anxiety, so what has happened is the default philosophy, the unthought philosophy of materialism leads to the untold consequence of anxiety. Unthought philosophy of materialism leads to the untold anxiety. Go to tremendous anxiety which just sentences us to misery day after day, month after month, year after year, lifetime after lifetime. The way to overcome this anxiety is by investing time to think philosophically. If we think seriously, we'll understand that I at my core have consciousness. Material things don't have consciousness. Therefore, I cannot be a material being. I at my core am non-material. And what is that non-material reality? If we turn towards the Bhagavad Gita and guide our philosophical thinking with its message, then we'll find a worldview that is both intellectually satisfying and practically empowering. It will help us to make sense of things, and it will give us a positive purpose for our life. And thus, with the worldview of the Bhagavad Gita, we can transcend anxiety to spirituality and attain lasting satisfaction. So the consequence of thinking philosophically is a life of purpose and satisfaction. Thank you. Hare Krishna.